Here's a mouse. It's a Logitech Marathon mouse. I bought it recently because I needed a mouse. Funny thing that it's one of those that connects to the Logitech unifying receiver. So along with my K750, the 60 is the Bluetooth variant that connects to my Mac and phone, and I needed a mouse because the old system I had was wireless RF and it died. So I got this mouse, and I don't use it, obviously, because, well, I don't need it. But there will be a time one day when something will break on my machine and it's necessary to have one. So it's just, you know, click and click. And that's the scroll wheel that you can click in. And it has these other two buttons on the side that do other things, which I don't know. But anyway, the point of this recording, actually, is because this mouse has something they call hyperscrolling. And there's a button behind the wheel that when you press it once, makes the wheel do that. Regular kind of scrolling. Normal. Yeah? When you enable the hyperscrolling button behind it, the gears inside the mouse disengage, and when you spin the wheel, it goes for a very long time. And the idea behind this whole recording, pointless as it is, was just to show you that with one spin, we will probably navigate War and Peace in one go, or something like that, because the hyperscrolling gears disengage and the wheel goes. So there you go. That was one spin. I promise you, I only did one spin. I'll do another one, but it will take another 500 years to complete. So I won't. I'll spin it and then press the normal scroll button and it will kind of whiz back to normal. Press. That was fun, wasn't it? Should we do that again? Okay, I'm all done now. Thank you. Bye-bye.